Sunday, it's the Giants and Houston Texans at MetLife Stadium. Item number two goes up on the board, and item number two is the head coach of the New York Giants, Tom Coughlin, who joins us in studio. Coach, obviously, the third game of the season, second home game in a row. Talk about the message to your team heading into this game.
Well, the message is really simple. You know, again, back to the business of stop beating ourselves. You know, and you must do that before you can even think about beating the opposition. But there's so many areas. If you want to go penalties, if you want to go turnovers, if you want to go win the fourth quarter, you know, win the physical battle. There's a lot of areas where we can improve our game. And if we do that and we control the other aspects of our game, then we give ourselves a great chance to win.
Coach, on that same note, when you look at the defense and some of the chunk plays, are they just blown assignments or guys just not paying attention to detail? Or should I ask, are they correctable things?
They're all correctable, Carl. The tight coverage has not been there. You know, the contested coverage has not been there. And then when it is, we've been called for either, you know, defensive holding or illegal contact or whatever. So that's an area that we believe we're better than, and we need to pick that up. We should have had two or three interceptions last weekend. And we were close, but the quick twitch is not there yet. You know, I mean, we see it a little bit late, and we're late to arrive, and the ball is being thrown, and we should be able to take advantage of that.
Coach, starting fast is something that your teams have always done as far as in-game, where you come out and you get it. Eli has driven the team many times, either the start of the game or the start of the third quarter. Yeah. How important is it for you as a group to start quickly this week?
Well, every week it is. You know, we ended up... We've kicked off our two games this year. We've kicked off at the beginning of the game. We think that was a good thing for us. You know, we put our defense out there first. Our defense gets a stop. Whatever other circumstances there are, we may have the ball at the end of the first half and then right away again in the beginning of the second half. And strategically, that would be a very good thing for us. However, it hasn't worked that way. We haven't, you know, got the ball right back from the other guy because we, quite frankly, don't have a turnover. We've got to get some takeaways from the opposition to give ourselves the ball in position that we need to be in.
Coach, each week you, and it's no secret in NFL, you face good players. Every team faces them. How important is resilience? So if you don't have success early on or things don't work, how important is it for the players to have resilience?
It's critical. It's absolutely critical, Carl. The other guys got good players. They're going to make some plays. But it's you got to come back from that. You know, you can't be discouraged. You got to come roaring back. You know, I thought we were in such great shape at 14-13. You know, we drop a ball on third down. Steve Weatherford, God bless him, he's out there punting. He is hurt. He gets a low trajectory ball. There's no hang time. We have a guy in position to make the tackle. He doesn't make the tackle. They run it in the end zone. Okay, all right. Let's settle down here. We still have a great chance, all right? Things are going to happen. There's a lot of football left to be played. But then we follow that up with another issue, you know, with fumbling the kickoff. So that's something that we definitely have to prove to ourselves as this team. As you know, teams in the past of ours have all been known for that. They've been known for resiliency. One of those teams was the team that started 0-2 and 0-7 and won the world championship. So we hang in there. You know, we look around the league. There's all kinds of circumstances in the league right now. Teams are playing and winning without key starters that are out. So it happens everywhere. You got to dig in. The mental toughness has got to kick in. You got to believe in yourselves. You got to play together again. And you can't beat yourselves. If something does go bad, hey, it's a long game. It's a long game. Overcome it. Overcome it. Make the plays necessary to overcome.
Coach, great stuff as always. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.